Hi, this is Apostle Guillermo Maldonado. Welcome to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I pray that this message empowers you in your walk with God and in your purpose. Enjoy. Let me give you a quick review. Only have 37 minutes. Let's very quickly. Number one, I spoke to you last time about the partakers of his suffering. And I spoke to you about there's a global shaking taking place, crisis, and God has allowed and permitted this crisis to come in each individual and person, families, ministries. And the reason God has allowed it is to reveal the heart. Do you believe after the pandemic, are you still afraid watching the services at home? Number two, God is showing, God has allowed this crisis to come. The reason God has allowed is to show the world that they don't have no hope without God. Can I hear amen? Lift your hand, say amen to that. So, and this message that I'm preaching now, I will preach it with the awareness of Jesus, that Jesus is coming soon. No preacher today can preach without that awareness. Let the people be aware. Wake up, sleepers. Wake up because Jesus is coming soon. So now we understand that what is happening now in the natural dimension, the source of what is happening now in the natural is what is already happening in the spirit. So God has allowed to test our heart. We're being tested in every step of the way. In my case, God is testing me to kill me. God don't want anything me left. I want Jesus to be in me. So God is testing relationships. This is the time that God is testing relationships. Would you stand in your relationship at home and family, etc.? And then we see that right now God is doing this. So we all going through, everybody, nobody fooled you. Everybody's going through something. If you are a remnant, you're going through something. You're going through anything in your home, your family, etc. Can I hear an amen on that? So this is the most crucial era. What I'm saying to you is that we have seen what 2020, what the beginning of this 2020 has been, we never seen before. Can you agree on that? So in all that, we have seen that God has allowed, permitted suffering, crisis, shaking in our life to see what is happening, to reveal the heart. So God has something in the other side of your suffering, of your trial. And then you say, well, God is going to be, what the Bible says, all things work for good for those that love Jesus. So as we close to the end, the Lord said to me, things will intensify. This is what the Lord said. As things get to the end, you will see persecution, accusation will intensify to the end. So in all this process of suffering, we have the protection of the Father. The Father God. If you ask me, Apostle, why God has allowed things in your personal life? And what areas when God allowed shaking or brings shaking and allow things in our life, God is showing the areas that he is working in your life. So in the life that I've seen God is forming according to the image and likeness of Jesus is the fatherhood. There's a strong mantle of fatherhood in my life. I have seen something being shifted. So this mantle. And when we understand this is practically the summary of what is happening, why it's happening, it's a spiritual source. What we see in the natural is something, and God has allowed all these things to happen and go through suffering because he wants to do something. And I want you to see, go to the screen, please, and I want you to see seven purposes why God allows sufferings, crisis, and shaking in our lives. How many of you want to know? I don't see you. Come on, lift your hands. Well, you want to see it? Because people said, why am I happening this? Why is happening? I don't understand. I don't feel that this is the right time. Or, we ask questions. And these are the purposes why God, we are being partakers of his suffering. Are you ready? Are you ready to travel with me? Are you ready to go in this journey with me? Can I hear an amen? I want the church to say amen. Okay, I want you to be ready and go with the journey with me. So we go, why God, the purpose of his suffering? Why God allowed things beyond our understanding? Why God allowed crisis? Why God allowed or permits things in our life and we cannot explain? It's beyond our head. So why? Number one, I want you to see it, because this message will tell you you're not suffering in vain. Let me go where people help me, because they don't help me over here. Okay, you're not going through something in vain. This is the time. Be aware that Jesus is coming soon. So Jesus is preparing the bride, is preparing the church to be the mature bride, the mature man of God. And then he said, why he allows things? And don't think it's, well, I don't understand why I have to go through this financial crisis, why I have to go with my kids, why I have to go this in my health. Well, I don't understand. Well, anything that happened in here, God allows it. And if God allows it, it doesn't mean he brought it. It doesn't mean it come from heaven. Sickness doesn't come from God. But you have to understand, if he allows it, what is he telling you? What is he saying? What's the message? We need to understand. Can you hear an amen? I want to hear the sound of the people. So number one, I'm going to go quickly because I only have 30 minutes. So first of all, why God allow things in your marriage, your family? Why God allow things in your finances, your health, your children? And every area is being shaken. Now, don't let it fool you, but anybody. I mean, everybody's being shaken. Anybody here going through something? I want to see your hands. One, two, three, the rest of it, you don't go anything. If you're not a threat to the enemy, you're not going to go through something. If you like, whatever, the devil said, don't worry about that. I'm going to look for him. He's a threat to me. So I'm going to stop whatever he's doing. So let me give you a revelation on seven reasons why God allow things in our life for us to change, for us to go into another level. Number one, to qualify to be the remnant. Not a remnant, the remnant. To qualify to be the remnant. I write this down quickly. All crisis produces a remnant. All shaking produce a remnant. Let me go, because I don't think you understood. The pattern in the Bible, we see that every time there's a crisis in the family, in the church, produces a remnant. Who is a remnant? Write it down. A remnant is what is left of a community, a group of people that goes through crisis or a catastrophe. A remnant, those that are watching by the internet. I'm talking to remnant today. I'm not talking to a bunch of people that are not doing anything. I'm talking to remnant. In other words, who's the remnant? The remnant is what is left after a community, a group goes through a crisis of a shaking. In other words, there is a residue of what is left. What is left? How many people will be left after this pandemic? There are a lot of people that will never come back to the house of God. They're afraid and they say, I can't go back. And let me tell you something. You can fail seven times, but your sin is to stay on the floor. Your victory is to stand up again. Anybody can fail, but you can't stay on the floor. You have to get up. Oh, my gosh. So this is what produces the five virgins. Of 10, only 5 went through the crisis. Can I hear an amen, people? So those that come through it are the ones that qualify to be the remnant. In other words, to qualify to be the remnant, you must go through a process. Oh, I wish I can hear an amen. In other words, if you're not going through any process, you're not qualified to be a remnant. You either qualify before the rapture or after the rapture. But after the rapture, you have to go through the great tribulation. I don't want to go through the great tribulation. Because to qualify to be the remnant, who's the remnant? The bride of Christ. Who's the remnant? The church that goes in, that will go in the rapture. Who's the remnant? So God says the remnant is those that go through something, and though the one that left, that went through it, that is my remnant. And God said, you have two choices. You either go here through the process of suffering, or being, going through a crisis, or either you go in the rapture. Can I hear an amen? So the more things intensify, so people don't want to go into process, because the process is painful. Oh my God, it hurts me. So it hurt me. The more the crisis intensifies, the more people will walk away from God. Somebody say amen. Thousands of people are throwing the towel because of what they're going through. Thousands of people are staying home. Now they never go back to the church. Keep connecting. I see a lot of connections now. So why? Because thousands of people are departing from the faith. Thousands of people are stopped serving God. Thousands of people are not coming back to the house of God after the pandemic. Thousands of people are abandoning their call and their purpose. Thousands of people, what does that mean? We went through Noah went through the flood. Only 8 was left. Only 8 of his family. In other words, the flood came, shook the earth. 2 million people in that time. Only 8 people got saved. And only 8 people went through that crisis and could. That's the reason when you're going through a crisis, you need to press on. Somebody can you put your hands together? Oh, come on, everybody. I want to see your hands putting together and touch your neighbor and tell him, press on, press on, press on. So quickly, I got to go. So people are fleeing. So the judgment now is for the world. The judgment is not for the remnant. For the remnant is the process to qualify to be the bride of Christ. When Christ comes, you're ready. You will say, I've been going through hot water and the desert, but I'm still standing. I've been going through hell and hot water, but I'm still standing. I wish I can hear an amen here. In other words, would you stand? I said, would you stand? Could you go through it? You're going to get press on. I got some missions in my finances. Press on. Come on, is anybody here? God brought you here today. You got two choices. You got two choices. You know what the two choices you have? You compromise or you stand. Somebody turn around. Touch your neighbor and tell her, I'm going through this. Shout it. Say, I'm going through this. Give me a shout. I am going through this. Where is my singers? Ronald, where are my singers? Why are you so joyful, Apostle? If I see my circumstance, I will be in a hospital, a mental hospital. But I don't see the battle. I see the victory. I see the victory. Touch your neighbor, tell them, I see the victory. Turn around. Hey, keep connecting in your home. Go. All right. Number 2, take your seat. Lift everybody your hands and declare this in the spirit dimension. Say with me, I am a remnant. Now, you sound like you're little, you know, like, I don't know, Lord, help me. 1, 2, 3, go. And who is a remnant? Who is a remnant? Whatever is left after you went through crisis. Wherever is left, you are the remnant. You touch a neighbor and tell him, I can fall, but I'm not going to stay fall. I'm going to stay down. I'm going to get up. So wherever is left after a shaking, you are the remnant. Number two. Come on. Why God allow things in our life? I don't understand. Apostle, I don't understand. You don't have to understand. Just keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. Say, I don't have to understand it. Oh, why me? Why me? Don't complain. Just press in. Number two, the reason is to conform to the character and the image of Christ. In other words, God said, if you are my remnant, I will allow painful process for you to become like me. And the question is, what does that mean to be like Christ? What does that mean? To be like Christ is to be the way Jesus think, the way Jesus talk, the way Jesus walk, is to see things in Jesus' perspective. Whenever you think like Jesus, whenever you talk like Jesus, I'm talking to you. Whenever you talk like Jesus, Jesus don't say this, don't talk this way. Jesus doesn't say, I can't do that. It's too much for me. It's very painful. So what Jesus, you need to talk like him. After you've gone through hot water, after you've gone through this painful process, you become more humble. You become more grateful. You become like Jesus. After you went through what you went through, you become more compassive. Before, you were a judgmental. Before, you judged people. Now you went through, you said, Lord, I blessed them. In other words, tell them, I'm on my way to qualify to be a remnant. I'm on my way to qualify to be a remnant. Come on. Touch your neighbor. Tell him, I'm on my way. So what God is saying to you, what God is saying, oh, my God, I feel the power. So God is saying, I allow things to happen for you to become like me because that is my priority. Before your convenience and comfort, I want you to become like me. Before you got a big house and a big business, I want you to look like me. Jesus didn't say, don't use the Instagram and social media to attack people. I don't use my social media and I don't use my television to attack and to defend myself because Jesus wouldn't do that. I have to become like Jesus. Bless those that persecute you. Bless those that persecute you. So what are you going to say? When you go through something, you said, you know what? I have compassion for those people now. I feel like I'm Jesus. I'm seeing things different. Oh, Jesus, I'm more compassive. Touch your neighbor and tell him, in my way to qualify to be a remnant. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. And then this is so powerful. Prophet Tracy, this is so powerful. So the reason allow sufferings, trials, shaking in our life is for us to become like him. If we never gone through that, we never be like Jesus. And listen to this. This is so powerful. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. That's the priority, to conform like Jesus. To conform to the image of Jesus. Ephesians 4, 13. Listen. Until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. Shout, everybody, stature. Only one person. I heard one person. I want you to lift your hands. Come on. One, two, three, go. Everybody. Those that are watching by the internet, what? Stature. What does that mean? To become the full stature of Jesus. The Baptist will tell you The Methodists will tell you, the Baptists especially, they will tell you to be like Jesus is to be more loving, to be more grateful, to be more compassionate, to be more, okay, that is good. That is the first part. That's becoming the full stature of the character of Jesus. But the Lord said to me, to be the full stature of Jesus, it has to be in character and power. I am loving, but I don't have no authority to rebuke a headache. God says, okay, I am compassionate. Yeah, God, Jesus said, I am compassionate. But you need to have power and authority to rebuke cancer. And Jesus said, I want you to be like me, like my character, loving, compassionate, but also to be powerful. Can I hear an amen, people? Amen. I say, can I hear an amen? Amen? There are consequences not to go through a process. People that abandon their purpose in life is because they never went through a process. They want a quick fix. They never wanted to go through a process because processes are painful. But Jesus said, and that pain will come out with my character and my power. All right, three things. I want you to write it down. Three things, and I'm going to have to go quickly. I got 60 minutes. God uses three things to mature you, to develop. Yeah, you look like Jesus. Through serving, by experience, and by suffering. If you don't serve, you will never develop and mature as a Christian. Isn't that powerful? In other words, people want to come to the church, they want to be elders. They want to be a title, but they don't want to serve. In service, God processes you to be more grateful, because God puts you to work with difficult people. Number two, by experience. And number three, by suffering. So why God, and I write this down, why God, what is the purpose for you to go through, to be conformed like Jesus, or for the purpose of your maturity? Number one, write it down, to prepare you for the days ahead. Extreme days and things are coming upon the earth. Number two, this is powerful. In other words, we will see more riots. We will see more viruses. We will see more deception manifested on the earth. The church lost its combative attitude. The church has lost that fighting spirit. And God is forming in you a warrior. Because the days ahead are very dangerous. You will not make it in the days ahead. Number two, the reason is because you can't face the days ahead if you're unstable, emotionally stable. In other words, what I'm saying to you is this. God is saying to you, you can't face things like that, what is coming ahead. And number two, God said, you need to mature because maturity is connected to my coming. I don't come for an emotional church. I come for a mature believer. In other words, it's connected to the second coming. If you don't mature, you're not ready to go with Christ. Are you ready to suffer for Christ? There's people, they're so immature, they can't handle disappointments. They can't handle deception. They can't handle dissolution. They can't handle persecution. Oh, my God, somebody talked bad about them, and they're going to cry with fever in bed for 20 days. Because they're not strong. the unstable. So what are you saying, Apostle? What I'm saying to you is, put away childish things. Come on, put your hand together. Come on, come on, come on. So what I'm saying to you is, when a person is emotional unstable, it's easy to compromise because you flow with the wind. Any stupid person can come to you and tell you, oh, Apostle just killed somebody. He said, I believe it. You say, people are so immature that they go with the wind. Get go with the emotion. Let me go. I'm so excited. Let me go. And what are you seeing? I'm finished. Number three. Let's go. I'm going to go number three. Why God allows, come on, ready, guys. Number three. One, to become conformed like Christ. In those crises, we are being formed as a mature people. In other words, don't curse your crisis. Because God is using that crisis to become more like Him. Number three, purpose, the purpose of His suffering to promote us. Let me give you a very powerful statement, those that are watching. Every time you're going through something is for God to promote you. And what is promotion in God? Change of status. I wish I could hear a congregation right here. It's a change of status. Meaning, Job went through a crisis. And after the crisis, God gave him double. You're going through something because double is on the way. Double for your trouble. Touch your neighbor and tell him there's a double for your trouble. In other words, every time God promotes you, every time God allows things in your life, God has in mind promotion. God has promotion. Lift your hand and say, promotion is in my way. Okay, powerful, powerful, powerful. Job 42:12. I don't have to go. Just write it down. Number four. Why is the reason God is allowed crisis in your life? To rule and reign with Christ. 2 Timothy 2:12. Listen to this. This is so powerful. To rule and to reign with Christ. To rule means to subdue, to govern. In other words, he said, and we, if we suffer, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he'll deny us. Meaning, if you willing to suffer, Luke 9:23, the Amplified Bible. Many people want promotion. Many people want, but they don't want to suffer. They want to rule and reign. What does that mean, rule and reign? Means to have a territory where you are ruling or governing. In other words, many people say, oh, I want to rule and reign. I want power and authority. And Jesus said, yeah, but you don't want to go through suffering. This is so powerful scripture. And he was saying all to them, Jesus to his disciple, anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself. In other words, you know what that means? Deny yourself means deny your rights. I don't think you got it here. Deny your rights. Deny your right. What does that mean? How many of you have the right of freedom? The right to freedom. I want to see your hands. What about if you tell Jesus, I am not free anymore. I am your slave. See, it doesn't sound too much because this is not about promotion. So he said, if you deny your rights in the kingdom of God, no man walk in power until you deny yourself. And then he said, set aside selfish interests. Oh, many here and watching on television have a lot of self-interest. You know what that means? Self-agenda, your personal agenda. I don't go to church today because I need to go to the beach. Well, that is your right. Oh, I can't fast today because I have a good dinner with my family. What about if you say, you know what? I will deny my flesh and I'm gonna fast today. So this is so powerful. And take up his cross daily, expressing, meaning talking, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come. To the point, and follow me, believe in me, conforming to my example and living in, and need be, if need be, suffering, perhaps dying because of following me. What he's saying is, do you want power? Do you want promotion? Do you want to be the remnant? You must express Jesus and tell him, Jesus, I am willing to endure anything that may come, even to suffer. This price, many preachers don't want to pay. Many believers don't want to pay. Four, to rule and reign. Number five, why God is shaking the whole church? Simple, to prepare us for revival. Come on, put your hand together. Come on, put your hand together. I got 5 more minutes to prepare for revival. In other words, we will experience the most powerful revival that this earth has ever seen. God is bringing back life into places, people, and things. The greatest need of the church today is the need of revival and a spiritual awakening. The greatest need that the church has now is to be awakened, spiritual awakening. We need to wake up America. We need to wake revival, revival. That is the biggest need of the church. Revive, revival means to bring back life into our life. Not everything, the Lord said to me, the greatest need of the church is revival and spiritual awakening. Not everything will be revived. Only the vessels that repent. When revival hits, it's not going to come in everybody, only a remnant that live a life of repentance. Everybody lift your hands. Come on, come on, come on. Lift your hands. Come on, come on, quickly, quickly, quickly. So, and the Lord said to me, the sign of those that repented, I like this one, the sign, he said, I'm preparing the church. That's where I'm allowing things and shaking in their life, because he said, revival is going to hit. And when they hit, he said, every vessel that repent, he said, those are the one that revival will hit. And the Lord said to me, and I said, Lord, how do we know? What is the sign? He said, the sign that those vessels are in revival. He said, oh, those churches are in revival. He said, it will be that they walk in fresh, fresh, fresh. Lift your hand, say fresh. Come on, say it, Freya. Fresh. He said, two things. He said, the sign will be they will walk in fresh oil and fresh hunger. Come on, I can't hear you. You need to keep up with me. Come on, you need to keep up with me. What God is saying, if you repented of things that happened in your life and God said, no problem, I will see a sign. People will say, oh, she or he is not, it doesn't look like old wine. Now he looks like fresh wine, fresh oil, and fresh hunger for God. Come on, put your hand together. Come on, put your hand together. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. Number five, number six. The reason, he said, God says, the Lord says, I will revive for the last time, for the end time. I will revive my church. I will revive my remnant for the last time, for the last time, for the end time. Lift your hands and say, I am being revived for the last time, for the end time. But you need to say it better and louder. Come on, one, two, and three, go. Listen to this. Number six. Oh, there's so many things on revival. How revival is going to look in America. There will be faces of revival. It will be facets of the Holy Spirit. For example, lights will come in certain cities. And one aspect of the Holy Spirit will break out in that city. And we will see an aspect of the Holy Spirit of healing and miracles in Mississippi. We're going to see another aspect in Miami, deliverance. We're going to see another aspect in Jacksonville of just prosperity and just miracles of prosperity. And oh my God, I feel the presence. Yes, Lord, I'm getting into it. Yes, I'm getting into it. Number six to finish. Why God allow things to me and to you as a ministry? The Lord said to enter in the third phase of the ministry. Oh, if you belong to this family, you need to shout. Come on. In other words, we enter. I'm going to speak that tonight. I'm going to speak about the third day anointing, and I will impart it to you. The third day anointing, you must come tonight. Number six, I don't have the time. Number seven, and this is where I finish. The purpose of suffering is to see a new realm of glory. Everybody, my God, you know what I felt? I just felt like a weight falling in my head. I felt like, shh. I want everybody to lift your hands. 2 Corinthians 4:17. I want everybody here. Come on. In position, when you are fighting, you need to be standing, no sitting down. Listen to this. For our momentary light distress, this passing trouble, put the piano lower, is producing for us an eternal weight of glory. The reason God allowed those crises and shaking in your life is because there's a new realm, weight of glory waiting for you. In the area you've been asking God is the area that glory will fall. Finances, family, and oh my God, I feel like electricity hitting my head. I feel like electricity. Those that are watching, keep connecting, keep connecting, keep connecting, keep connecting. Come on. To see a new realm of glory. And then he said, a regular translation, King James translation, he said, for our light affliction is but for a moment, worketh in us a more exceeding eternal weight of glory. After every shaking, the glory will come. After every crisis, God, you thinking in your problem, and God is thinking a greater glory. Lift your hands, come on. After, in the end time, maturity is connected to the glory. Why? The Lord said to me, there are some realms of glory that my people is not ready for it. And I say, Lord, why? Because he said, they're not mature. And then he said, the realm of glory that is coming upon the earth, you will never seen before. God, I feel it. Until the church mature, they won't see the new realm of glory. If God can use you in your immaturity, and he can use me in my immaturity, how much more can use you in your maturity? He's a loving Father. He's a loving Father.
and he has mercy on me and in you with your weaknesses, with your sins and with my sins and weaknesses. And he have mercy that he used me. I want you to see something. He used me and used you. Some numbers. Millions of people have come to Christ because God thought about me and thought about you as my family. Tonight, I will show you why we're going through what we're going through as a ministry and as an apostle. How many of you can say here now, apostle, I am a witness of that power of transformation in my own life in this ministry? I want you to keep your hands up. I want the devil, I want the camera to, come on, the camera, come. Come on, lift your hands. Because the devil is a liar. The devil is talking to so many of you. The devil is bringing lies into your head, telling you about me and the ministry. But you said, I just know, when I step into this house, the glory of God fell. Oh, Shirabako, Shirabako. Oh, Yeribe Shikab. There's a glory. There is a glory. Revival, come on. There is Sakiribohus. There is a glory. 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 Can you stand? Listen to me. Listen to me. Everybody stand. Lift your hands to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Listen to me. Every eye close. Every eye close. Every eye close. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. To live in the glory requires change. Meaning, there's new realms of glory that we never seen before. And the Lord said, I allow this house to be pressure. I allow you to be pressure because there's a new realm of glory. My son, get the microphone because I can feel the presence of God. My son, Tamrak, he said, Dad, they put a documentary for me in Ethiopia. And I said, nice documentary. He said, no. They discredited me. They accused me. They attacked me. And I said, son, this is the pattern I see in every apostle of the end time. You will be accused. You will be rejected. You will be misunderstood because of the glory that is coming. I want everybody in this place to lift your hands to the Lord. And I'm going to ask you something every eye close. Get lost in the Spirit. What do you mean get lost? Repeat after me. Say, God. Say it louder. Say it, my Father. I don't understand why I'm going through all this crisis. I don't want to understand. I don't have to understand. And I ask you that your love, the love of the Father, come upon me and heal me. Heal my heart. It has been painful. And lift your hands and say, but I am willing. Everybody needs to express, say, I am willing to endure whatever might come for your glory, to become like you. I am willing to endure whatever might come, even to suffer, to become like you, to see your glory. Say, Jesus, let your glory fall now. Let your glory fall now. Let your glory fall now. Every eye close. Every eye close. Something is happening. Let the glory fall. Is anybody here today? Ministers, pastors, mentors, disciples, believers, bishops are saying, Lord, I am willing to endure. I am willing to go through anything to be like you, to be according to your image and likeness, to be more loving, to be more compassionate. Oh, Lord, I want to be revived. Repeat after me, say, Father, or say it louder. Say, Father, louder, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, revive me, revive me, revive me again, for the last time, for the end time, revive me, Lord. Say with me, I repent. Say it louder. I repent of any sin, iniquity in my life. Forgive me, Jesus. Come on, everybody. Forgive me, Jesus. Cleanse me. Wash me with your blood. Those that are watching, wash me with your blood. Something is happening. Say, wash me with your blood. Cleanse me, Lord. Revive me. Say, revive me. Oh, revive me. Rescue my soul. I want Jessica to hear more his voice outside. My soul. Everybody, eye close. Every eye close. Every eye close. Every eye close. Every eye. Is anybody hungry? Is anybody want a fresh oil? I want to see your desperate hunger. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Oh, release hunger. 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 Release hunger. Hunger. Hunger, Lord. Hunger. Hunger. Father, new realms of glory. New realms of glory. Yo, wait, wait, wait. This is not time for that. Lift your hands, prophet. Don't interrupt the Holy Spirit, please. Yo, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fire! Fire! Fresh oil! You will walk in fresh oil, says the Lord. You will walk in fresh oil. That is the sign you're being revived. The Lord said, I called you to revive this nation. You will be rejected. You will be misunderstood. You will be criticized. But the Lord said, stand, son. Stand. Revive this nation. Touch. Touch, touch, touch. Everybody lift your hands, come on. I'm a Father, I release. Revive them, revive them. Revive them, Lord, revive them, Lord. Revive them, Lord, revive them, Lord. Touch, 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 touch. Come on, take it, take it. Take it in Jesus' name. Come on, take it, take it, take it. Revive them. Can you lift your hands? You need to be desperate. Desperate, hungry for God. People. I want to minister to hungry people. I don't want to minister to people that don't want the anointing. They don't want the fire. Everybody lift your hands. Come on, quickly. Fire. 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 Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire, the Holy Ghost. Fire. Through Christ. Through shaking. Fire. 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 Oh, fire. Oh. Oh, fire, 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 son, take that fire, take that fire, take that fire, come on, take that fire, take that fire, take that fire, Gino, oh, take that fire, take those that are watching, where is the camera, Paola, I need the camera, Florida.
fire, fire, release, release the new realm of glory, 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 fill the continent. Oh, Shigabakas, Ibrahus, speak to talk to the people.
Come away,
come away.
The fire, the glory of God is falling. The word of God is falling. Can you lift your hands? I feel the presence. Ushers, you pray in tongues. I don't want you around being carnal. Ibro hosti, ijo brista, tiso, eyarastika, ishtokobre, eshokobresa. Touch, touch, Lord, the Holy Spirit. There's a glory falling. There's a glory falling. There's a glory falling. Now, here you go. Lift your hands quickly. Those that are watching by the internet, there's a power falling. There's a power falling. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release the glory. Glory like a cloud. Like a cloud falling in your homes. If you're sick, if you're depressed, right now, I release your glory presence. Touch, touch, touch in that home. Eshike ribahasta. Eyo roboste. Yero shika raba. Eye stuff. Touch Jesus. Touch. Glory come. Glory come. Father, bring glory. Jesus. Jesus, bring the glory. Bring the glory. Bring the glory. Everybody lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord. Touch. 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 Touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Soko Brisa. Yes, Soko Brisa. Yes, Shelabro. Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Oh, let the glory fall. Oh, let the glory fall. Oh, let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Not here. Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Oh, Spirit, come flow. Flow. Revive. Be revived, God. Be revived. Be revived. Be revived. Be revived. Take it up here. Be revived. I need light here, Paola. Soko breva, stick up roof. Fire. Fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. Fire. Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Every eye close, every eye close, glory songs.
Come on and worship God. It's the presence of the glory of God is manifesting. All those who watch around the world as they stand with Apostle Maldonado and King Jesus ministry. The glory of God, the combat of God has fallen in this house. I release the word from heaven to you as the remnant of God. For thus saith the Lord, I've heard you, I've seen your tears. I've seen the hearts that have been broken at the altar, saith the Lord. But I say unto you, from this moment forth and 70 weeks from this day, shall you become a triumphant church, saith the Lord. And I shall redeem the time, and I shall cause you to be triumphant. Continue in the faith. Be not wavering your decision. Know who I am, saith the Lord. For I place my hands and my approval upon thee. For you are my remnant who I've separated, saith the Lord, unto myself. For I have anointed this house to be a beacon in the city, in the nation, and to the entirety of the world. For soon there shall be a light that shall burst forth from this house, and I shall receive glory. Out of this test shall come your greatest testimony. Fear not, says the Spirit of the Lord. Fear not, for you are my beloved children. You are my chosen ones. And I shall bring you forth to a new place in me. For I am circumcising your heart, and I am delivering you, saith the Lord. And you shall be a peculiar people, and you shall be the ram, and you shall go forth. For this shall be a time that this test shall perfect your testimony. And I shall receive glory and honor from you, saith the Lord. Fear not, fret not, knowing I shall gather you unto myself. From this day forth, even unto 70 weeks, shall ye be a triumphant house, and the nations of the world shall know my hands is upon you, saith the Lord. Come on, lift your hands and worship God.
Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
Can you lift your hands to Jesus? Get the microphone from prophet. Whatever the Lord, if there's any word.
Lord God Almighty, I've seen your hunger today. Yes, I've heard your cries. And I say unto you, I have four angels at my beck and call with swords. And they're coming on the face of America to destroy the virus, saith God. Because the virus has tested, and I say many have fallen by it, but they have not looked to me. But I say unto you, it shall surely come and cut the virus at the four corners of America, saith God. I'm doing it for the remnant's sake. I'm doing it for my beloved's sake. And I say unto you, the enemies of this house shall fall in days. They shall be cut down. Those that have spoken against this house and against my apostle, they shall start dropping dead, saith the Almighty God. Know my hand and my spirit is upon this place. And I say it's not long until I shall take the apostle into my throne room. And I say unto you, be strong, people, because I have called you to follow me, saith the Lord, and to lift my name up in this place. For I say unto you, my name shall be exalted in this place. And I say unto you, when enemies come in, I shall let you see, and I shall expose every enemy that comes in this house to try to do harm. For I say unto you, my spirit is in this place, my glory is in this place. And I say unto you, the things I have promised my apostle shall surely come to pass. For I say the days are coming when I shall call things forth, and they shall happen fast and quickly, saith the Lord. And I say unto you, my harvest is truly ripe. And I say, you must help gather in my harvest, saith the Almighty.
Can you lift your hands? Can everybody lift your hands before the Lord? You know what I sense? I feel like I'm in a bubble. I feel like in a bubble. And that's the presence of God. I feel a strong presence. I don't want to finish the service. I just want you to lift your hands, because when the presence comes, God works in the heart. It's not so much physical, it's the heart.
I want everybody to lift your hands, and I want you to start worshiping him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship. Just voices and piano. Help those that are watching by the internet. They're watching at home. There's a strong presence here. This is what I call waiting on the sovereignty of God. Waiting when it's the glory, it's not the anointing, it's the presence, it's the glory. Can you lift your voice? Hallelujah. Lift your hands, please. Can I see the connection? A lot of people are in a hurry. If you are in a hurry, you're not receive this. Keep connecting at home. Among the remnant, those that are hungry, those that are thirsty, release your presence, Lord. Release your presence, Lord. La shida baka shtika rashta, shida baka rishtika rashta, shoku rashtika roshi. Every eye closed. God is not in a hurry. God is working with the hearts. Those hearts that have been hurt, those hearts that are going through crisis, those hearts that are suffering, the Spirit is ministering. Something is happening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Touch Jesus. Can you lift your hands and say, I am willing. I am willing to endure anything that may come
to be like you, Jesus.
Let your glory fall. I am feeling a strong presence in the air. I see the God, the glory is healing issues with the eyes. Something with your eyes. If there's people here, you got something in your eyes. I don't have to touch you. Lord, let your glory touch those eyes. Touch him, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. To you be the honor. To you be the worship. Let the majesty fall. Let your presence fall. Can you lift your hands? That are watching at home, keep connecting. Touch somebody. God is healing backs. If you have any back condition, God is healing you. There's a massive healing of the bones right now. As you watch at home and watch here, I don't have to touch you. Yes. Yes, takabrashte. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Talk to the people.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice before the living God now.
Let the glory fill your house. Those that are sick in your body, get your healing. If you need a miracle, get your miracle. Provision, provision. The glory is falling. Healing, the ears are being opened. There's a glory falling. When the glory falls, you don't have to wait for me to touch it, because the glory is in your home. Don't get disconnected. Keep connecting. Oh, Cerebella. Na 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 na.
There's many people here today that maybe is your first time or your second time coming into this church. My friend, it's not a coincidence that you walked into this building. Jesus is calling you. Jesus Christ on the cross, he died for you and I. He took all your sin, all your shame, all your sickness. He took it at the cross. And there's many people here today that you don't have a relationship with Jesus. And maybe you say, brother, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to have a relationship with Jesus? What must I do to know God? You must repent of your sins. You must turn away from the world. You must humble yourself. You must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. If you're in this place today and you're saying, please pray for me, I need Jesus, I want to pray for you. If you're watching us online and you're saying, I'm tired of living a life of sin, living a life of iniquity, I want to give my life to Jesus. If that is you, at the count of three, all over this building, don't be ashamed. I want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. This is the most important decision that you will ever do in your life. There's two places a man goes when he dies, heaven or hell. You cannot afford to walk out of this building not knowing where you will go if you were to die. Today is the day of salvation, and I want to pray for you. If that is you, maybe your friend invited you, your family invited you, we want to pray for you. Jesus is calling you. I want you to raise your hand right there where you are, sitting in your chair, at the count of three. One, two, three. Lift up your hands. If you're saying, please pray for me, I need Jesus, lift up your hands all over this building. If you're saying, pray for me, God bless you. God bless you. Don't be ashamed. Lift up your hands. There's young people. There's adults. Maybe as you haven't been to church the entire year, for many years, God is calling you. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands all over this building. If you're there in your house, I want you to lift your hand as well. Stand to your feet. Those of you that lifted up your hands, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand. Don't be ashamed. Even if you didn't lift up your hand and you know that this calling is for you. There you go. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Stand to your feet. Don't be ashamed. And I want you to run up to this altar. Quickly come up to this altar. Come up to this altar. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Follow that red flag. Follow that red flag. We want to pray for you. Come on, church. Put your hands together for all these souls. They're coming. Come. Come. Run to the altar. Run to the altar. Run to the altar. There they're coming. This is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is your day. We wait for you. Run. Come. We want to pray for you. Follow that red flag. Follow them. Can you lead them? Lead them. Run. Come. We want to pray for you. Can you give a praise to Jesus for these souls? If you're watching us online and you're saying, this is me, I want you to say this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. I repent. Forgive me of all my sins. I declare with my mouth and I believe with my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and God the Father raised him from the dead. Say, Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you give a praise to Jesus for all these souls?
Thank you for tuning in. If you were blessed by this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend. If you need prayer, we have a team ready to pray for you. Just call the number 305-382-3171. 305-382-3171. If you would like more content that empowers your faith, visit King Jesus TV. Again, King Jesus TV. I love you. God bless you.